This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Lots to cover this week, and we'll start right with the battle for the Ed Chinook Cup and the 2012 WHL Playoffs. While the Eastern Conference Final is all set, it'll be a battle of division leaders as the Moose Jaw Warriors will meet the Edmonton Oil Kings. Game 4 in Medicine Hat, and the Warriors would need overtime.
Here's Braze. Now a shot from the line, rebound! Scores! It's over! Point scores the goal! On the power play, it's young Braden Point. Moose Jaw comes back from 3-1 down, and they are advancing to round 3 of the Western Hockey League playoffs.
15-year-old Braden Point's fifth goal of the playoffs, his second overtime winner. A voice of the Warriors, James Gallo, spoke with a rookie call-up who's making quite the name for himself.
Braden, I guess, take us through that overtime winner in Game 4 against the Medicine Hat Tigers.
Just puck came off the wall. Brazier took a good shot. I think it hit his shin pad in front, and I just took a shot and put the rebound in.
I'm watching you right now. I mean, you cannot paint the smile off your face. I mean, the opportunity that you have, I think some people say it's not given, it's earned. You're earning this opportunity right now to shine with the Moose Jaw Warriors.
Yeah, but you know what? It's great with all the guys. They helped me out. You know, they gave me confidence, and they just tell me to play my game, and you know, when you got guys like that on your team, it's really easy to play your game.
I know a lot of the veterans have been helping you out, but I want to key in on the two guys that play in your line. How much have James Henry and Quinton Howden been helping you along this journey?
I learn from them every shift. You know, it's unreal how much I've learned just by watching them and them telling me stuff on the bench and asking questions. So it's unreal.
On the back end, Dylan McElrath is having a solid playoffs. James Gallo has more.
Dylan, the Moose Jaw Warriors, winners of 8 straight and off to the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Edmonton Oil Kings after sweeping the Medicine Hat Tigers Wednesday night in overtime. First off, let's talk about Braden Point. I mean, he gets the overtime winner again, lightning striking twice. I mean, in the hockey world, he's 15 years old. I mean, what can you say about this kid?
I don't know. Just clutch, one word, that's it. And it's crazy, like, after in the room, he's just quiet, he's undoing his skates with a straight face, and it's like it's every day of the office for him, so it's, you know what, he's a really good kid, and he gets rewarded with his hard work.
How important is it that for this team to maybe get a little bit of rest going into that conference final against the Edmonton Oil Kings?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, we played our hearts out this whole series and even last series. A lot of ups and downs emotionally and obviously physically. Guys are a little banged up, so it'll be a good little week off to rest. And hopefully we can all regroup and get back at her and get ready for Edmonton.
And yes, it will be the Edmonton Oil Kings as the opposition after Edmonton finished off a 4-game sweep of the Brandon Wheat Kings. A voice of the Oil Kings, Corey Graham, spoke with Edmonton forward Travis Iwanek after a 6-0 series-clinching win in Brandon.
How nice is it going to be to have some time off here before round 3?
It'll be nice. We had good legs coming in the series, and we had that week off before this one. So hopefully we kind of, you know, do the same thing, stay on the same routine, and, you know, hopefully have that leg for the next series.
I guess it kind of helps that you've had that experience already these playoffs?
Yeah, exactly. Exact same deal here. Week off, and, you know, want to stay up tempo. And, yeah, like you said, it's nice to have the experience and kind of know, you know, how hard to push ourselves and, you know, when to take rest when needed.
Personally, for yourself, you played some different roles these playoffs. You got goals in 3 straight games. How do you feel your game's coming?
Yeah, it's kind of been all over the place. Kind of started off as a shutdown role at the beginning of the series and last series against Cooney's top line and Brandon's top line. And then, when you moved into Brandon's building here, it was nice to kind of chip in with a couple.
You guys, your team had never had experience closing out series. How nice is it to kind of get 2 games to get done the first chance you had?
Yeah, exactly. We're in the Kootenai, didn't know what to expect. You know, and that game 3 and 4, and then we use that experience to know that that game 3, it's a huge game, and they weren't going to go down easy, and they didn't. So,
all right, thanks, Trav. Best of luck.
Thanks.
In the West, nothing decided as of yet. The Kamloops Blazers staved off a series sweep on home ice against the Portland Winterhawks in the most unlikely of circumstances. Up 3-0, the Winterhawks built a 4-0 lead in Game 4 just 11 minutes into the game. But the Blazers rallied back with 5 unanswered goals for a thrilling 5-4 win on home ice, extending the series back to a 5th game in Portland. Blazer 20-year-old defenseman Bronson Mashmeyer scored in the comeback win and was all smiles afterwards.
It's nice. We've had a little trouble on the power play, and then Willick scores another one on the power play, so hopefully that's the end of our drought. But, yeah, like I said, I mean, Rand's seeing I pass, toss it over, hit me again for another one after that. So I'll give credit to him. But Harry was in front, made it trouble for Carruth there. But it was just a lot of fun.
Goaltender Cam Lanigan shut the door the final 49 minutes, allowing his team the comeback win.
That's my favorite. I mean, that's my first playoff win, and that was a pretty big deal. I've never been in that situation with a do or die, maybe in the regular season, but it didn't have near the emphasis it had here, so it was fun to be a part of.
For the Winterhawks, their first loss in the postseason after seven straight wins. They'll now host Game 5 out of the Rose Garden. And the Tri-City Americans and Spokane Chiefs continue their all-U.S. division matchup. The winner will advance to play either Portland or Kamloops in the Western Conference Final.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. First overall pick of the Edmonton Oilers and Red Deer Rebel center, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
I think it's the highest level of competition out there. The arenas that you play in the WHL kind of get you used to what it would be like in the NHL.
Nugent-Hopkins with a one-time blast!
The Edmonton Oilers are so proud to select from the Red Deer Rebels, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
My path to the National Hockey League begins in the WHL.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
Well, the WHL's 7th Annual U.S. Prospects Camp is underway in Anaheim, California. The camp providing a unique opportunity for U.S.-born hockey players to participate with other top-ranked 97 and 98-born players and receive elite-level instruction from many of the WHL's top coaches. Currently, the WHL boasting 34 U.S.-born players. Several of those players took part in this U.S. Prospects Camp over the years, including Medicine Hat Tiger star and Anaheim Ducks first-rounder Emerson Edom, Edmonton Oil Kings sniper Tyler Maxwell, Kelowna Rocket forward and New York Ranger prospect Shane McGolgan, and Spokane Chiefs rookie Liam Stewart. The WHL Player of the Week is Finn Berchi of the Portland Winterhawks. Berchi picked up 6 points, scoring three times and adding three assists to help the Winterhawks out to a 2-0 lead in their series with the Kamloops Blazers. Well, Everett Silvertips defenseman Ryan Murray remains the highest-ranked WHL player among North American skaters, according to NHL Central Scouting's final rankings this week. Murray ranks second overall. The 18-year-old just completed his third season with the Silvertips, netting 9 goals and adding 31 points in 46 games. Murray is the first of 5 WHL D-men who are among the top 12 skaters in the rankings. Moose Jaw Warriors smooth skating rear guard Morgan Riley is ranked 5th. Edmonton Oil Kings rear guard Griffin Reinhardt comes in at number 10 on the list. Matt Dumba of the Red Deer Rebels, the 4th highest ranked WHL skater at number 11. And Portland's Derek Pouliot right behind Dumba at number 12. In total, 43 skaters and 5 WHL goaltenders among those ranked in the NHL Central Scouting's final rankings. Hey, that's the show. Thanks to my colleagues Corey Graham in Edmonton, James Gallo and Moose Jaw for their help this week. Enjoy the rest of round 2. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.